I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We are, one of us is taking victory laps here. And the enjoyment.
I mean, I'm definitely enjoying it. I don't know if I'm taking a victory lap or not.
Oh, all right. I mean, do we have to call to your side of the show, Jake Murren, who can fill us in on whether that was a victory lap or not?
You'll know it when it's a victory lap. I don't know if
Didn't you literally say
felt like a victory lap?
Didn't you literally say this is what I've been telling you for 9 months?
It popped up in some capacity. Yeah, some capacity.
So that's not a victory lap.
I felt so happy for Shador Sanders. You know who I also felt happy for on Friday
Yourself?
Night? Myself, for one, yeah. Well, but again, this is the Miss Cleo thing. This is no part of me was sitting there surprised. I think a lot of Cleveland was like gobsmacked that this was happening. And I was over here like, yeah, I've seen this. I've seen him make these throws. I've seen him do this. I've seen him operate this way. Like, no part of me was shocked in the slightest bit. I can either confirm how just nonplussed I was that he was able to pull this off. We would not have had that argument for an hour we did in the 4 o'clock hour on Friday about his entrance music if we had thought anything differently than he was going to go out there and be able to do just that. So, but Mel Kiper Jr. is the guy that I felt really good for. Really happy in that.
He hasn't had enough good things in his life.
I kept thinking about Mel.
Had that beautiful dome into his 70s. Has not had enough.
Well, I mean, is the beautiful dome, is that enough? Is that enough really for Mel? I don't know. For some people, I guess it is.
For you and me, it is, considering we've never had it.
We've never had it, so I don't feel like I miss it because I've never had it.
I had a sick mullet at 14 at Woodridge High School. It just has since left.
If I had great hair my entire life, maybe I'd be like, that's sweet to have it in the 70s. But because I've never had great hair, I've just conditioned myself to be like, that's not something people care about when they're 70.
Is it even real?
Everyone's bald. It happens. Mel just got hair plugs earlier than anyone else. It's okay. But I felt good for Mel. I felt great for Shador Sanders. And I felt awesome for all the people that had watched and had been there with Shador the entire way, being like, yeah, he can do this, guys. Fifth round, not even close.
It was just fun. And I thought when it mattered, he was good. So quite frankly, like the two times that he turned into Barry Sanders and it looked like he was on, because by the way, that matters to the Browns. Those two running plays where he started to go one way, saw the pressure, and then did the oopsie daisy all around the field end around. I guarantee you the Browns didn't love that. But in fairness, when they happened, they weren't in the red zone. So like I just looked at it and I was like, okay, cool. Like for me, what it validated was this whole time I've been yelling, why isn't Shador getting the same chance Dylan Gabriel's getting? Mm-hmm. And why isn't Shador getting the same chance Kenny Pickett's getting? I feel validated on that, even though I still think it's, again, like my whole point as Switzerland was, let's not be too precious because you gave up a fifth rounder for Kenny Pickett. When at the same point, all you gave up for Shador was a fifth rounder
Shea, Switzerland is a generous spot for you to be in, considering that Dylan Gabriel and Kenny Pickett, we were living in the same boat of that. Well, I think might as well be called the Titanic. Mm-hmm. That thing's going straight down.
Or the Lusitania.
Whichever one you want. Is that a favorite boat capsizing incident?
No, it's just
for you?
A way to one up people when they go to the very basic Titanic. I'm like, oh, you mean the Lusitania? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What boat snobbery going on here? Okay. But the point,
aquatic snobbery.
The point remains is that, because I think sometimes when people hear you say you say Switzerland, it's almost like, geez, you can't get on board with Shador in the slightest bit. It's like, no, you not being on the offside of Shador is really the win there to begin with, because you're already off when it comes to Pickett and Gabriel.
Yeah, and I don't know why Kenny Pickett's still getting chances, by the way, right now.
Well, so that's part of what this did for me.
Like, Kenny Pickett getting 7-on-7s today, I know, like, he's still alive, so, I mean, I think the moment has passed. If he's not going to be able to play this weekend, I don't even know why he's getting critical reps at this point in the quarterback battle.
Makes no sense to me. It should be Joe Flacco, it should be Shador Sanders, and then Dylan Gabriel should be getting the scraps. Like, this is not, the order shouldn't be too particularly hard, it's just how much Kevin Stefanski continues to love either or Dylan Gabriel or Kenny Pickett.
And listen, I think another thing, I think by how well Shador played, I think we can even read further in to, like, what were they seeing behind the scenes that led them to maybe slow his role more than anybody else.
Well, I mean, we,
like,
read
that,
the...
Like, yeah. That's to me, that is where, like, Kevin's never going to give you the answer, but that is something I would like an answer from Kevin, because this kid rolled out of bed and looked better than Dylan Gabriel did in any of the opportunities I saw Dylan in actual practice.
Well, so the Mary Kay piece from over the weekend that Joe Thomas had highlighted on Twitter, that idea was that he looked dynamite. That was the word they used, dynamite, when it was the ball was snapped and everything else happened. It was all right before that, which actually is not too far away from what they'd been telling us. It's just when you watch him play the game, you just tend to believe a lot of that was just Fugazi. Now, what I did like about that report and what I thought was awesome was it highlighted something we weren't aware of, which is how much time Kevin Stefanski had been spending on other fields, just sitting in back of Shador Sanders and watching him as he goes through some of the pre-snap stuff and being like, hey, that was good, that was bad. Like, that did show a little bit of favoritism, or at least an acknowledgement from Stefanski that Shador Sanders exists, which is not something we'd heard of previously.
What does Shador's preseason performance mean for the quarterback kerfuffle? So to me, listen, this is equal parts. Shador's been there, he's been available, and he has stepped up when he's needed, stepped up, even when the conditions weren't favorable around him. I don't know why I would waste another second with Kenny Pickett. And oh, by the way, whatever revisionist history narrative has been like, he looked really good in those four practices. Really? Because I distinctly remember hearing how bad the offense looked in the first four practices and how Kenny was part of how bad they looked.
I mean, when we speak to Daryl later today, I bet he tells you that this was Kenny Pickett's best day.
Well, no, today I'll buy.
Like today? No, like today. It, yeah, like, but, legitimately, it seemed like, yeah, this was the best day the offense had.
He only ran in 7-7. So if I have to cheapen Shador's 7-on-7 experience 2 weeks ago.
I'm not disagreeing. But I think he was a perfect 5-for-5 today. And so I bet the rhetoric from Daryl today will be that he looked the best that he did.
Eric in Cam's Corner, did Shador win you over on Friday?
Nick, yes, he won me over. You know, and I'm excited about the possibilities, man. You know, I know Jonathan has been, you know, very supportive of Shador. And, I mean, he's made a phenomenal case, you know, since the draft. And, you know, people have been picking apart, dissecting different parts of Shador. And I just want to just comment real quick, guys. I think he's a good human being off the field. I mean, I was 22. I got a speeding ticket, so that happens. But just being a community person and being humble, I love that about his game. And on the field, it just, Nick, and we've been looking for this for so long, man, just competent quarterback play. You know, and in those red zone drives, his feet wasn't skittish. You know, he was decisive. The throws was where the receiver could get it. And that's what excited me. And so I just want to continue to see the growth, man. And I hope Joe is willing to, you know, pass down some knowledge and wisdom to these young guys so we can see what they can do. But I would love to see Kenny Pickett, but at the same time, I don't really care at this point, because I think QB2 is been revealed.
All right, Eric, we appreciate
it. Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get you, buddy. I think that's a huge jump. And this is just where I want to, I really want to caution a lot of fans who are super excited about this, is I want you to be excited about Shador. And I do think you're going to see him this year. And I think on Friday alone, it probably locked in the idea that you're going to see him at some point this year. They still really like Dylan Gabriel. And it's not a coincidence that Dylan, coming off injury, got that first crack on 11-11s. It doesn't mean they're not going to split time more. It doesn't mean that Shador didn't open up eyes. But Shador's going from, before injury, your greatest hope was you're throwing to fourth stringers in Chad in accounting. You're trying to go from that to being the backup. That is a bigger gap than I think people realize. Because again,
you just got to chip away at it.
Well, and I think Kevin still really does like Dylan Gabriel. And the chances Dylan was getting in the preseason before the injury were much bigger chances. He was getting the chance to fail. Shador was very much being protected in a little bubble. Now, I think your great hope now is now they give him those opportunities where if you don't look the best,
right.
Okay.
And
well, that's kind of what you're going for.
All you need is some opportunities. I don't think it's an accident that Jerry Jeudy spoke the way he did about Shador Sanders today, talking about what a promising future he has and how great he looked. I don't think it was an accident that the cameras picked up during that game, Myles Garrett and Shador Sanders talking. It seemed like, obviously, the one clip went very viral, but it felt like for a whole quarter, Myles Garrett was just sat up right next to Shador Sanders, and they were going over different things, and it was almost like a vote of confidence from Myles Garrett in a way of like, I love what I'm seeing, now I'm going to attach myself to you. That type of stuff resonates, and it starts going all throughout the locker room. These type of players, Jerry Jeudy, Myles Garrett, start speaking the way that they're speaking.
Yeah, the only thing I'll say is one bad performance, and Myles going to flip-flop on you anyways.
Well, Myles flip-flops in general. Yeah. This is how he is. He is the...
He should host a morning show in Cleveland. Yeah. That's how much he flip-flops.
I love Myles, but then there's nobody that rides the hot hand more than Myles Garrett. There's no other real way to look at it.
Maybe he finally saw a quarterback.
But he saw the hot hand. He saw what Shador
was.
Can
take him from Cleveland to Canton. There's
like 7 different tweets that I had written and then deleted because they all just attributed to the idea. Of course, Myles would be right next to Shador for about a whole quarter of that game based off of the front-running job that Myles does. But I'll take it when I can get it.
Big Sherm in Chagrin. What's up, buddy?
Hey, I can't believe Jonathan's given you a pass of being Switzerland. Come on.
Aren't I just a really nice guy here, Big Sherm?
Wait. I have afforded him to be the ultimate Shahive member and supporter and very little pushback.
There's been a lot of pushback, Big Sherm, and you know that.
Show the work. Show where did I push back other than the Pharaoh's sword or whatever it was on Friday.
Okay.
And that's because you were completely full of crap.
Not in the slightest.
Any other quarterback did that. We're going to restart the same damn fight we had on Friday. Any other quarterback did that and you'd hate it.
You started that game. You got to act like a starter in that situation. He did, and that's why it was proven to be true. Big Sherm, you are right in many ways, though. I'd like everyone to acknowledge what a calm, nice demeanor I have in not dunking on everyone that said mean things to me throughout this entire stretch. So thank you, Big Sherm, for opening that up for me.
I'll give you that, and I just want to say the elephant in the room is
easy.
We talked about this before. Is AB, our general manager, made the 5th round pick. And Kansas, as I like to call him now, Kevin Stefanski, because that's the initials of the state, I'm going to call him Kansas, because he flies off in the house like Dorothy, fall in love with Michael J. Fox, I call Dylan.
He's like 5'7", whatever this guy is.
I didn't know
he's crazy. He's not going to be a starting quarterback. He won't admit it. So the elephant in the room is the GM made one pick, and it's brighter than Kevin's. And I don't – Shador hasn't had any time in practice with the ones, in scrimmages with the ones, and yet look what he did with the scrubs and remaining calm and cool. Give him – you know, he's our future, right? I mean, I don't want him to maybe start the first six like you said, but he's a number two. Give him the starts and the practice with the ones, and let's see what he can do. Why is this guy so in love with Dylan Gabriel?
Big Sherm, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you very much. The way you handled that was very unbecoming. Everyone else has given you more, I can't say the sh in front of it, but that than I have. How many times have I actually pushed back on Shador?
Do we need to replay the whole first 4 months of the draft? Okay. Since the draft,
yeah,
you did much better.
He's still not worth the number two pick in the draft.
I think since the draft, you did much better. Leading up to the draft, I think it was a lot. It was a lot of back and forth, a lot of the days.
You were...
Then after the draft...
You were a fixed position.
Once he became a Brown, I did feel more sense of, okay, I can let it fly. And I will also note, in many ways, you tamped me down by about like maybe 30%, which is probably the right that I needed to be tamped down. If we're being truthful about it all, because there were many days I would have just gone way off if not for Nick reining me in. So like,
yeah, because you were tethered the last 3 months.
Very much so in many ways.
You definitely weren't flying into every direction there as a supporter, as they're known.
Listen, the community doesn't appreciate the amount of shuzz we put in front of this for the first two segments. I just hope people like Big Sherm continue to call in that way, because I have, even in the 2 days since, still taking flack online from people suggesting that basically Friday was meaningless, and I'm a big chotch to begin with anyway.
Now, here's what I would like to see. I want to see Shador start this week against the Eagles. Assuming that Joe Flacco, the potential week one starter, the most likely number one starter, isn't going to see the field, I'd like Shador to go in and then Dylan. And I don't want to do the every other reps thing. I don't want to do like you take a quarter, I take a quarter, you take a series, I take a series. I think Shador with Friday earned the right to play first. And I don't give a rip what happens in the little joint practices here. I think even the most sensible Browns fans can get behind that as well.
Yeah, let him get in rhythm, and then let's go from there. But I'm with you 100%. I want to see Shador in this game. I want to see Dylan Gabriel in this game. Wouldn't actually surprise me if even Joe Flacco went out for the first series, though.
216-474-0092. What does Shador's preseason performance mean for the QB kerfuffle? We will have plenty of time to break down the Shawars, as we're now going to be calling them, but quick hits in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.